Okay, Rabotai, Tzoraim Tovim. So just to jump back into what we said yesterday. Yesterday was more of the hakdama about, in general, when you see a person entering into what seems to be an unsavory situation, partnership, whatever, the basic five tna'im that the Chafetz Chaim brings down for divulging negative information to protect the, we'll call it the supposed victim from entering the situation that's going to be bad for him. We spoke about that yesterday. Now, the Chafetz Chaim has a tziur mamash all the way at the tail end. That's where he focuses most on shiduchim in the tziurim besof klal tet of hilchot rechilut. So he says like this: Im ro'eh she'echad rotze lishtadech im echad, v'yadu al ro'eh hazeh ki achatan yesh lo chesronot atzumim kefi amvo'ar lekaman b'seivav. Which means, we're going to speak about soon, something which the Chafetz Chaim puts into quotation marks, chesronot atzumim, which means something that is objectively, unequivocally, very bad. Okay? And nobody would be okay with it. V'amchutan eno yodea mize davar. Either the mechutan over here is just kala by extension. So the mechutanim can go both ways. The other side doesn't know about it, and you are either being called upon as a shadchan or a reference, or neither. You're just a bystander watching the shidduch about to happen. So what's the din? He says, ve'ilu haya yodea lo haya mitratzel hazeh. If he finds out, he wouldn't have been okay with it. The other side, yesh legalot lo. Says, you have to be megale that chisaron atzum, whatever it is. Now, he goes on and he says over here just some musr, shiduchim related musr, and he says, "V'kodem shenatchil beveur din ze v'chol pratav nir'e le'asir hamichsholim haragilim baze." אף כי באמת אין צריך להעלותם בספר שהם פשוטים מאוד ואין צריך לזה לא גמרא ולא סברה אך מפני גודל הקלקול המצוי על ידי זה וכיתרה דם ילאו לכמה אנשים לכן הוכרחתי לבאר גודל תרמית בעלי הלשון בעניין זה אולי ייתן השם שאולי להסיר קצת מהיוון הגדול הזה וזה אחלי בזאת השם. First, before we speak about the heterim, he says, I'm going to speak about things that are for sure asur. You cannot divulge, and you know, people have a tendency in the name of honesty or in the name of whatever, you know, they think, but he says, Meforash, you can't just say whatever you want, even though it's for a bigger toilet. Yes, toilet is important, but not everything that you think goes under this umbrella of toilet. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Me'od tzach lizahir, mimidot agro'ot, shergilim leganot tzad echad, le'ayne tzad acher, al inyanim she'en bay mamash. Dehainu, im achatan hu ish tam, she'eno charif kol kach le'avin armumiyut shel bene adam, ורמאותיהם, או שאינו רוצה להתלוצץ כשאר הבחורים אשר כגילו. Very, very practical example, the Chafetz Chaim says. There are certain midot, certain characteristics that chatan or kala can have, just giving an example of the chatan, that people talk about, people have, you know, they take into consideration, but really they're nothing. For instance, he gives an example, let's say he's naive. Okay, or let's say he's not, you know, he's not so outgoing. He says, "Eno rotzel itlotzetz kishar benegilo." He's not making jokes like everybody else. He's more, we'll call it, introverted. And now somebody asks you, "What do you know about this chatan?" So he's great, but anytime you hear the but, that's, you know, you already know it's coming. That already psychologically, it sounds the alarm. But what? He's a little naive. Maybe he's not so mature. These are things that in broader scale, they don't mean so much. And the Chafetz Chaim actually fears those.
Why doesn't mature matter?
It depends what kind of maturity. Depends what kind. Depends. Mm-hmm. If he's, I'm going to explain in a second. But for instance, the Chafetz Chaim says, let's say he's naive. They're going out anyway. If naivete was a midah that bothered the kala, in the course of going out,
she would
chop. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So why would you, to begin with, talk about that when you know that it's going to derail, possibly or probably derail the shiduch, if it's something that's not, it's not consequential to the shiduch? Okay, fine. He says, "Hem mefarsimim oto ba'ir avur ze le'ish shote ufeti, ad shelifamim yeh davar ze siba shelo yirtzu lishtadechim avur ze." People, you know, shadchanim are very influential figures, and so are references, but you know what I'm saying? Nobody puts down a reference, hopefully. You call a person before you put down a person as a reference. You're not going to put a person as a reference who's going to shoot you down. Shatchanim are much more dangerous because shatchanim don't work for one side or another. They're more global. And because of that, they, you know, if in the mouths of the shatchanim, this person has a, you know, I guess he has some sort of reputation of being a tam, right? Being, you know, naive or soft-spoken or not so outgoing. It's very popular, you know, in the 21st century to be vocal and popular and opinionated and whatever. But tachlis, Torah-wise, that's not necessarily the best midot. On the fakir, you know, according to the Torah, ne'ravim ve'inam olvim, shomim chrepatam ve'inam mashivim, yeah. עליהם הכתוב אומר ואוהביו כצאת השמש בגבולתו בנימין, איפה זה? איפה? A few places. גיטין, למד וב, שבת, פחת. It's a few other places in Shas also. There's a famous thing. So you see, לפי התורה הקדושה, person is more soft-spoken, doesn't take the, you know, lets it slide. So it's considered a bigger ma'ala than a person always, you know, talking back, opinionated. He says, "V'kayotze b'zer out rabot yachret Hashem kol siftecha lakot avur ze." People who are mefarsim, or either shatchanim or people in the town, yeah, this guy is a tam. You are shooting down, you are torpedoing potential shiduch opportunities for this chatan or kala as a result of spreading such things.
Well, that's what the other side wants.
Huh?
It could be the other side needs that.
Needs what?
Well, I say the kala needs someone that's outgoing. I mean, those are not necessarily objective. No, I'm saying.
Okay,
what's
so.
He doing dating him?
Yeah.
So figure that out.
Yeah.
No. I'm saying me. That's what the shadchan is telling the other side.
Like, what?
You shouldn't need someone to tell you that.
Obviously. Again, you go out and how does the shadchan know what the girl needs? Maybe she knows better. You know, tzaddik nefesh b'emto. He knows exactly. He or she knows.
So it shouldn't be something divulged before going out.
Go on a first date. You know, sometimes there are certain dates. Again, in the shidduchim world, there dates can go different ways, and there's a rashi tevot for different kinds of dates. There are dates that are called DOA. You know what that is? Dead on arrival. Anyway.
Dead on arrival.
No, ze yadua. No, I'm saying it's not a ze yadua. Sometimes you open the door, te yodea, zeh shalom. But aval ma, you know, lefi halacha, you have to be a mensch. I've seen this also. I talk to guys. You know, your neshama tells you as soon as you open the door, this is not it. En safik. You know what I'm saying? There's no. It's a kula. In shum svekot. In safek. Okay, I'm saying that. Now, aval ma, be a mensch. The bat Yisrael, you know what I'm saying? Take her, vizeh, don't be mezanzin. Don't be mezanzin. Show her first day like you. Because it's to be pogea, to hurt, and to even give. That's part of maturity. Emotional maturity is knowing that even when you know it's not, what'd you go to yeshiva for? You went to yeshiva to be a mensch. To be a mensch. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's not for you. Tachlis, you know what it is? It's gemilut chasadim. Gemilut chasadim midoraita. You're sparing somebody else. And if you don't do it, it's onad varim. Mamash onad varim. You can hurt a person. La'im ken nishmato. And he keeps on going. So first klal that the Chafetz Chaim says over here, divulging information that is not legufo. It's not something that's from the amudim of what a Jewish marriage stands on, even though it might be important to you and it might be in the spectrum of the zman, it might be something important to shoot down or to be mefarsim, something like that unnecessarily. The Chafetz Chaim says, without a doubt, is lashon hara mideoraita in shum heter. Now,
so even if the other side asks,
that what?
From the get go, is he outgoing?
So he's not talking about that. He was talking about a situation volunteering. Where volunteering. Then, if the other side asks, is he outgoing? Because let's say even if you speak to the mother, my daughter needs somebody very outgoing, not quiet. She's too quiet on her own. And if you know, quiet plus quiet is just you know, a library. You know what I'm saying? They need the. She needs somebody with you know, pizzazz and spunk. So if she says, okay, you can say this guy is not the loudest person. But it's not like when you answer that question, you're not making it lignai. Over here, you're volunteering the information and warping it into this false perception of ginut, which is lashon hara. Now, Otvav, says the Chafetz Chaim, another very important klal. Listen carefully. Ve'ata nachzor levayer ma she'itarnu b'tchilat sa'if dalet. Im ha'chatan yesh lo chesronot atzumim. Let's go back to consequential chesronot. What are we talking about? Ki yesh nafka mina ben ha'chesronot. Not all chesronot, lashon hara wise and shiduch wise, are created equal. Da'inu, im ha'chisaron hu mitzad choli gufo. Illness. Big one. Now, the Chafetz Chaim does not delve deeply into mental illness, but poskei zmanenu do. It is included in what the Chafetz Chaim speaks about choli aguf. Choli anefesh applies as well. Now, again, just like by choli aguf, you know, like they ask, was he ever in any hospital stays? He broke his arm. You know what I'm saying? It's not zelo choli. So too, you have to be careful by choli anefesh. There are different levels of mental and emotional illness that have to be weighed very, very seriously before. Now, people, these are things that are asked, you know, I think there's a very broad awareness, bizmanenu, about physical health, about mental health, about medications, v'chule, v'chule. Now again, just because you'd be surprised, by the way, how many people get therapy, how many normal people, what we call, you know, in the cookie cutter quotation marks of normal, how many normal people get therapy, how many normal people get, I'm not trying to chalila say, I'm using the colloquial, but how many normal people sometimes need certain medications to help them find the balance, you know what I'm saying? So even that has to be very, very delicately weighed. But let's continue what he says, and then it'll be more apparent. The other side doesn't know. It's, let's say, an internal or very secretive kind of illness. Which means, once again, you remember the five tana'im. You have to know that it's a real choli, not just a real choli that can impact the function of the house or impact the children. You have to not exaggerate it more than it is. You have to know about it by yourself. If there's a way to get to the toilet without divulging, yeah, all of the tana'im that we said before. But let's say you check all those boxes and this is a real choli and whatever it is, the Chafetz Chaim says you must divulge it to the other side.
And you volunteer.
Even volunteer. Kol shekin, because of lo ta'amod al dam ra'icha. Now, ועוד יש אופן שני דצריך לגלות לו. Okay, here's another thing. היינו, אם נשמע על החתן שיש בו אפיקורסות חס ושלום. דעות. Okay, now we're not talking about illness, we're talking about השקפה. Now again, there are many, many השקפות in Am Yisrael. Okay, and I would venture to say a wide spectrum of what we'll call kosher השקפות. Okay, there's yeshivish heavy, yeshivish light, there's, you know, orthodox, ultra light, modern, above, under, you know, there's all the many different things that can still go under the umbrella of Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. You have what I'm saying? So over there, that's not something that should necessarily rock the boat. The Chafetz Chaim says, Mefurash apikorsut. If you know that he's apikoros, if you know that he has deot chitzoniot, he has all sorts of deot that can derail the Jewish home, צריך לגלות לו. ועל זה נאמרו סימוכים, לא תרח רחיל בעמך, אבל לא תעמוד על דם רעך. Because that's something, you know, I have actually seen situations like this. I've been involved in situations like this before, that I knew certain bachrim in yeshiva that were in yeshiva. But as they were in yeshiva, were pursuing and reading and beginning to believe all sorts of de'ot chitzoniot. You know, it starts many times with puzzle philosophy. There's kosher philosophy, nachon? Kmo Rabbeinu Rambam, that delves into that. Even though many poskim didn't appreciate it necessarily, a gaon, v'si'ato, but seder. But then sometimes when a person has these, you know, pursuits of non-kosher philosophy, many times non-kosher philosophy can easily dabble and finally dive into apikorsut, avodah zara, many, many things that are mamash neged Hashem v'neged Meshicho. So they have to be very careful. And I knew of a bacher that they were, you know, I was being asked about, and he had these very dangerous deot. And I had to tell, I told the family just to do their research and be careful. And because of this thing, this is mamash the halacha right at the Chafetz Chaim. I'm sukan. Have to be careful. I try. I also tried warning the bachur first. That was another one of the tana'im, which we'll see soon. I called the bachur. I said, you know, you're in shidduchim. People are going to ask. You know, I know you have these tendencies. Maybe it's kedai to help out, whatever. And he didn't listen. There was a warning period also. It affected the shidduchim. It affected. He eventually got married, you know. Lo bechinam halacha zarzir etzel ha'orev, ela mipinesh omino. So, you know.
Is that possible?
Huh? It's a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah, it's a midrash. Lo bechinam halacha zarzir etzel ha'orev, ela mipinesh omino. Why? Is it tamev? Is it tamev? Okay, so you matza ize, you know, achat kazo. Anyway, bekitzer, Maran Zichron V'chai used to say, when it comes to shidduchim, say, lekol sir yesh mikseh. Every pot has a lid. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Aval. So these are examples. No, bachur tov. Talmid sheli. I love him. Yeah. Anyway, so he says, I'll tell you just from the personal side, I've been in situations where also, you know, things have been said about talmidim of mine, you know, things that were not correct or blown out of proportion or just pashut, false and slanderous. When it comes to you don't know how terrible, you know, even simple, nonchalant remarks can be. They can turn into defamatory things that can destroy a person's shidduch perspectives. And I don't take kindly to that, to any Jew, but especially a talmid. I've mamash fought like a lion, mamash, in kol hakoach, to undo people's mistaken perspectives. Somebody said in passing, well, I heard this and this about his family, and then the guy can't find the shidduch for five. Not the tipish. That's exactly what the Chafetz Chaim is talking about. And then, Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle Tzadik HaRishon Berivo, anytime you hear something, even if it's incorrect, you know, it's so much harder to do damage control for false information that even you're telling a guy it's false, I'll prove it to you, I'll bring it out. Ayot. No. It already made a nest, you know, it's already living in the guy's head rent free because you have to watch what you say. You cannot say what, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, his family's like this, his family, you know, his family has a reputation. What reputation? What are you talking about? You have a reputation for being Ba'al Lashon Hara in the Chelek La'onam Abba. What are you talking about? You have to be so careful. You're talking about dinei nefashot mamash, shidduchim. It's not a joke. You know how hard it's not. Ask people who are in shidduchim for many years how painful it is, how lonely it is. And sometimes, again, it's all gzera mei kadosh baruch hu yitbarach. But at the end of the day, some people contribute to this pain by not watching their mouths the way they should when it comes to being asked questions. אבל אם החיסרון הוא מצד מיעוט חוכמת התורה שיש בו. Very, very common question I get about a bachur. Is he a lamdan? And if so, how much? Legitimate question.
Torah is not the same thing as
lamdan. I know. But מיעוט חוכמת התורה. He wants to know how much Torah does he know. Yeah, what level lamdan is he? Says the Chafetz Chaim, listen to his very important parameter. Ein legalot lo de'iu de'afsida nafshe de'aya lo le'olicho etzel ba'ale Torah she'inasu et koach chokhmato v'yedi'ato ad echan maga'at. And over there, v'im asaken, hem tzrichim lomar ha'emet ki mishnei tzedadim yitratzu badava lechatchila u'midlo asaken yitratza badava. The tziur, the example that the Chafetz Chaim gives here is an interesting one. Which means, let's say, I tell about, you know, somebody calls the shatran or whatever it is, I'm looking for a big lamdan. I'm looking for a big talmid chacham for my daughter. Okay, beseder. Now, you can say, you don't have to necessarily, you don't have to necessarily jump in and say about somebody who's not. You can offer somebody that's whatever, and then the father-in-law is going to go to the reshiva or to any other rav, whatever, to test him. That's mutar, because he agreed. He knows that this father of this girl is looking for a lamdan, and he agrees to be tested. Over there, the halacha, what's the halacha? If he takes him to a rav or whatever to be tested, and he didn't do well, is the rav or the rosh yeshiva allowed to tell the father he's not such a big lamdin, mutar wasur. Chafetz Chaim says that's mutar, because he agreed to subject himself to this mivchan to see if he is or is not.
But it shouldn't be something that's volunteered.
Correct. That's exactly what he's saying. Because over there, let the father do the research, let him test him, you know, or if the father wants such a big lamdin, let him invite him over, whatever, one of the dates, and talk to him in learning. You know, the second, Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle, Pi chesil mechita lo. You know what the biggest death trap of the fool is? His mouth. A fool, a kisil, second he opens his mouth, you can tell already. I'm saying if you talk to a person in learning, you see he's not holding. Okay, so he's not a lamdan, move on, zil. But you don't have to be the one to volunteer the information that he's not a talmid chacham.
Someone asked you, then what are you saying?
That what?
Do your own homework? Or?
Yeah, research it. I'm not sure. A very interesting psak from the Mishnah Lachot, Hagaon, or Menashe Klein. He's the Avbedin of Ungvar, Gaon Gadol. He writes, I saw it the other day, he brings down that many of the questions that a person gets, whether you're a shadchan or a reference or whatever it is, if you're not sure, well, let's put it this way. If you do know the answer, but in your mind, this question is inconsequential, and you think that by giving the honest answer, it's going to derail the shidduch, he says, you know what the best etzah is to do? Say, I don't know. For instance, somebody calls and the resume says, this is what the poskim discuss. The resume says, according to, well, she's 22. I heard she's 23 or 24. Can you corroborate that? I don't know. Because age is a thing. Some people are makbid, whatever. But that's not something that should really make a difference in a shidduch. Let them go out and whatever. And then you can passively. It's not something like the Chafetz Chaim says before, choli pnimi or apikorsut. Okay, it's an age. You know what I'm saying? Age is a factor, but it's not something that would kill a shidduch necessarily. Unless, again, if she's like very, very close to non-childbearing age anymore, so that's, you know, that's another thing.
You're allowed to lie. I mean, you know for a fact she's this or that. Yes, and you're saying, I don't know.
I'm not
you're
quite lying. Certain. Yeah. That no, he says that goes into Mishanim Pnei Shalom.
So, I mean, you're lying.
So
you're allowed to lie. That's what it is.
Or look into it. Not quite sure. Because over there, you're not killing the shidduch. You're putting the ball in his court. Mipchinati, I said the good things. For him, it's consequential. I understand. But globally, it's not something like the Chafetz Chaim says that is, like you said before, that is chesronot atzumim. Yeah, it's not another year or two here or there. You have what I'm saying? So over there, he said, lo yodea. That's the hora'am kubelet when it comes to those kind of questions in shidduchim. I'm saying, does he... Do you know if he wears a black hat on Shabbos? Lo yodea. I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he will, maybe he won't. No, I'm saying maybe for them it's important, but globally, lo al zeh omid ha'olam. And therefore the Chafetz Chaim says that's not something... I'm sorry, the Mishnah Lachot, the Rav Menashe Klein, says it's not something globally that the Chafetz Chaim would consider. Chesronot atzumim. You know... Shidduchim don't necessarily, a shidduch isn't necessarily blown out of the water because the guy wears a black hat only on Shabbos and not during the week, whatever. So over there he says it's not considered withholding information. You could just say, I don't know, not sure. Do your research. Maybe, you know, look into it. Let them go out. Maybe there's compatibility. And then you ask about the...
But it comes to Chachmas Torah, though. Yeah. Was pointing out.
Yeah.
It turns to Chachmas Lamdan, but you could also have a guy that doesn't know basic halachos, something like that.
Okay.
I mean, so is that something that should be volunteered?
No. Who says he needs to know basic halachos? Maybe she went to seminary and she knows it all. She's a posekit.
No, I'm saying he's eating Mechalel Shabbos every week. He does Bor every single week.
Come on. If the guy's not Shomer Torah Mitzvot, that's a different story. But if he went to yeshivas, and you know how many guys who went to yeshiva don't know basic halachas?
Okay,
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
What, they don't deserve shidduchim? They get married to seminary girls who know everything, and they just paskin. And that's it, that's the way it goes.
Well, for good though. Okay.
If the father-in-law, if they want somebody who knows basic halacha, so look into it. Did he master Hilcha Shabbos? Did he master Basar B'chalav? Does he have some... Okay, those questions...
So volunteering any lack of...
Yediyas HaTorah. That's exactly like, Chafetz Chaim. That's it. If they want to find out, ask, is he proficient in Hilcha Shabbos?
And even that, based on what Menashe Klein said, Rebbe would say, you probably should say, I don't know.
Unless you know for sure, if for them Hilchas Shabbos is like whatever, you know the guy is mamash, he's Chereish Shotev Katan Bilchot Shabbat. Yeah. So over there, what do you do? So over there, you say, I'm not quite sure about his proficiency in Hilchas Shabbos. You'd have to test him, or you'd have to speak to a rebbe that knows about his proficiency. But to shoot down a shidduch because of that, mapitom. Come on, the guy can always learn. You know, she can always teach him.
They say one Megadon. No, one Megadon that used to have a Chavrusa Shabbat in Orachayim. No.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, yeah, nachon, nachon.
So,
pause.